Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, this is John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Thank you for tuning in. At this time, I want to explain to you that Rockers in Recovery has been around since 2008. Started out as a media company, Rockers in Recovery Radio and Productions. And soon after, got trademarked as Rockers in Recovery. But we have, over the years, brought radio shows like this to folks in the recovery community, and not necessarily those in the recovery community, a message of hope that you can do something different with your life if you are a problem child like I was when I was growing up and even into my adulthood. You can change. Things can be different. And the struggle with drug addiction can cease, and you can have a better life. You can check us out at rockersandrecovery.com. At rockersandrecovery.com, click on the About tab, and it'll tell you everything that you need to know about Rockers in Recovery, where we came from, what we do, and how we do it. On the right-hand side, you'll see the event category. We have three events coming up. Check them out. The September 9th up in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, we're doing our Rockers in Recovery Music Festival. It'll be our 27th concert production nationwide, and then we have October 7th in Jensen Beach at The Place. It's a great place. It's a great hangout to go and hang out at The Place in Jensen Beach. Come and check out the Rockers in Recovery production there. We got some great great people playing that. You can check all of that out at rockersinrecovery.com. I want to take a moment and just talk about the whole Texas flood and hurricane, and our prayers from Rockers in Recovery to all that are affected, and the families and the people that are going through the devastation out there in Texas and Houston area and all of those counties right now with the flooding, and most importantly, the people that are, you know, out there suffering and going through what they're going through. Our prayers go out to all of those folks. Tonight we got a great show for you. We got Sober Map that's going to be on. It's going to be Sober Map's kind of cool. You can find your meeting anywhere on the road. So if you're a rocker in recovery and you're out there and you're hanging out and you're going to a show, you can go to Sober Map app and click on that, and you can find a meeting in the area. If you're a rocker, like you know, Peter Keys or Mike Zito, and you need a meeting and you're doing a gig, you can just go on Sober Map, click on it, and find a meeting. And we're going to be talking with John P. about that here coming up in a little bit. But right now, I am going to bring on a gentleman. His name is George, and he's from Just Believe Recovery Center. And Just Believe Recovery Center has not only supported the Rockers in Recovery events over the years, but they're also a supporter of the upcoming event up in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. But they're also part of supporting the club, the nonprofit club that's going to be happening in Jensen Beach. And we want to bring on George and thank them for their service to the community. George, thank you for being on the show.
Hey, John, thanks for having us. We're excited to be here. Just Believe Recovery, you know, partnering up with Rockers in Recovery is very exciting.
Yeah, and you know something, I got to tell you, Cindy, you know, it has supported Rockers in Recovery in the past. We're very grateful to all that she does for the community. And it's not just with Rockers in Recovery. She does it with many organizations. She's a wonderful lady, and Just Believe is a wonderful organization, and you help a lot of people. Can you give our listeners a little bit of background on Just Believe, and, you know, what is the model? What do you guys try to approach? What is it all about? What do you do to help an individual that's struggling?
Well, I think you spoke to it with Cindy. Cindy Bellino is the founder, and her idea was to help people, you know, struggling. She started with helping women in her home and found that there was a bigger need, and these were just women that were addicted to drugs and alcohol, and she would take them in while she was, you know, working in a different industry, and she found there was a need and seen that there was that she could do something. So she went against all odds and opened up the Florida facility, and has since we've got, you know, over 1,500 alumni here in Florida. And since then, she actually went back to her hometown in Carbondale, Pennsylvania, and there was a hospital that was closed down, and she opened that hospital up and made what's now Just Believe Recovery of Carbondale. And I think, John, if you have a moment, I can read our mission statement, and that would kind of sum up everything. It'll explain a lot. It's a short one paragraph.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, for sure.
So our mission is to provide the highest level of personalized care and treatment to each client who enters our facility. Our staff demonstrates concern and compassion while working with clients in a direct, respectful, and honest manner. We provide a therapeutic community where a safe and serene environment creates an atmosphere conducive to recovery and change. We consistently convey the message, and I think this is what's important. We believe that recovery is possible for everyone.
People need to understand is that as far as recovery is concerned, it's not just a cookie-cutter approach. You guys really look at the person as an individual. And, you know, there's organizations that don't do that. And, you know, something to kind of group everybody together. And I don't believe that works, in my opinion, anyway. That's not the opinion of Rockers in Recovery. That's my opinion, personal opinion. But I got to understand, you know, you got to understand that I think that by looking at a person for who they are and working with them, you're doing them justice. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, and that's close to my heart. Today I was in my office, and you know, we actually service the LGBT community and transgender community, and I had a client coming in. She's leaving tomorrow, and very excited. Said she'd been to, you know, maybe 12 treatment centers. I don't remember the exact number. And just stated how, you know, our facility, the people cared. And that went from everybody from the maintenance all the way up to Cindy herself. And everybody stopped, say hello, talk how you're doing. Therapist doors are always open. And I think there are a lot of treatment centers out there that do the same thing. So it's nice to be a part of that.
When you look at the heroin epidemic, the opioid epidemic that's raging across the country right now, you know, you're talking about 140, 150 deaths per day, more than guns and accidents combined. You know what I mean? It's just scary. And what would you say to a family member out there right now, somebody that's struggling with, you know, a family member that needs help? What would you say to that person to be able to help the individual?
Well, I'd say first, and I'm sure you know this, you know, enabling. We tend to do that. We enable, thinking things are going to get better. And I was actually going to read a letter to you of a patient who lost their life, and I think the parent's biggest regret was enabling. So I think that would be the first thing, is to stop enabling, you know, face it for what it is, and help them to make the change. And a lot of it is underlying issues, and that's where I think our treatment center comes in. And with our trauma track and our individualized treatment, we're able to, you know, help a lot of people. But it's to stop the denial and get honest.
Let's read that letter. Go ahead. I want to hear the letter.
Well, I'd have to put you on. I don't have it in front of me. It's on my phone, so I actually don't have it. I'd have to put you on speaker to do that.
Well, give us the highlights of it, if you can do that.
Well, the highlights are that the client came through, and unfortunately, after our program, relapsed. And the mother stated how her biggest, I guess it would be, I don't know how I would say it. Well, she enabled him throughout his whole addiction process. And when he came to just believe, he found friends, he found people who helped him. We actually had some people go up for his funeral, and she couldn't thank us enough. And I guess more of her words were encouragement for the people still in treatment or seeking treatment, was to actually reach out, get help before it's too late. And I think her underlying message is that, you know, it's not too late. You just have to kind of reach out and trust the process.
And that's, you know, that brought me to my next question, because the next question was going to be real simple. You know, what would you say to the person that's struggling, that's on the fence? I mean, listen, we have people that come in, they come into recovery for the first time. They might go through detox and into treatment and then into a 12-step approach, and it doesn't work, and they go back out, and they're scared, and they're, you know, they're filled with regret and remorse, and, you know, they're afraid to go back in. They got filled with shame. All of those things happen when you attempt to get, you know, recovery, and it fails for you, you know, that time. And there's a lot of people that give up and don't come back. What would you say to that person that's out there right now that's struggling, that, you know, has given it, you know, numerous shots, and they're, you know, on the fence, and highly suicidal and homicidal and all the rest of the things that come with the insanity of addiction.
Sure, and I think that's a tough one. What would you say to each individual? Because each one is different, but the general idea is don't give up. I mean, you have a lot to offer, and one of the things I do, when, you know, of course we have people who want AMA and people who I've, you know, grown close to in treatment, and one of the things I say is in the long run, you're going to help people. You're going to come through this on the other end, and people are going to look up to you and say, hey, he did it, she did it, I can do it. And I think that's the most important thing. I think that's what recovery is about, is giving back. So I think, you know, that really sets in for a lot of people, because a lot of people are using with other people. They have brothers, sisters, family members that are also using or looking up to them. So I think that seems to resonate. And I think we've also partnered up with a program here locally. It's called NOPE. And what we're going to do is go into the schools and present the NOPE program. And that's going to, you know, we're going to be elementary, high school, college, and there's a parent track as well, and we're gonna actually, it's gonna be real, it's gonna be scary, there's gonna be you know, real life deaths that we're gonna talk about, we're gonna have real life family member survivors, and you know, sometimes that's the most beneficial way is to get real, and a lot of people don't do that, and if you know Cindy, you know that's kind of her approach.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I think that when you look at the big picture of what's going on with the whole epidemic, it all starts with us all working together and going out into the community and putting on events. And I don't care if it's a Rockers in Recovery event, it's an Addicts Mom event, or whatever, you know, advocacy program, or for us, it's going out. We're community-based, you know, a media company that puts on events and invites other charitable organizations from the local area to come out so we can seed the community. This is all about folks like you, George, and Cindy, you know, and Just Believe, going out and helping the community. I thank you again so much for your support and everything that you have, you know, been able to do for Rockers in Recovery over the years to make it possible for us to go out and educate the community, but have fun while doing it. Because, you know something, we're not a glum lot. We're out there to have some fun and show people that, you know, recovery can be fun and it's possible. And again, I want to thank you. And in closing, anything that you would like to say to the listeners in regards to, you know, helping them or helping a loved one?
Well, I would say you can always go online. We have a 24-hour helpline that's available. You just have to look up Just Believe. I don't need to put out the website address. And if you don't get help through Just Believe, reach out to somebody. There's somebody out there to help you that will fit your needs. And I also do, I want to take this time and kind of thank the staff. You know, we have a tech staff and people who kind of get overlooked. There's Cindy, there's myself, there's upper management. But we have a great group of core people that are probably the most important day-to-day that actually help the clients. And we have numerous letters that call out a staff member by name. So I think it's the staff members, the techs in this industry is what they're called, that really do a great part in helping people recover. And I want to thank them. Yeah, I want to thank them throughout the industry.
Great stuff, man. JustBelieve.com, phone number is 800-723-7376. George, thank you for being on the show. We look forward to, of course, you know, having you guys up there in Wilkes-Barre, and then, of course, they are also sponsoring the November 11th gig down in Pompano Beach, and we have Just Believe's event coming up at the place. And we got a lot of stuff going on October 7th, so we're going to be around you guys a lot, and we're looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. We're excited. Thank you for having us on.
You bet. We'll have you back on soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. There you go. And Just Believe, thank you again. Cindy, happy birthday. I know that it's Cindy's birthday today, and I would just want to wish her a happy, healthy, and, you know, future that is beyond her wildest dreams. Happy birthday, Cindy. And
I got one foot in. keep coming back. Give your better to the blues. Keep coming back, Lord. What do you got to lose? Well, I walked the road of thunder. I walked the road of pain. Yeah, my ego got the best of me, and now life is living in vain.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.